Our Lord says at the beginning of the gospel, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Now I hope when we hear that, we're thinking, set the earth on fire. What does our Lord mean? You know, surely he doesn't mean fire as we understand it. You know, we use for cooking and heating and so on. You know, that the earth will become engulfed by a fireball. Is that what our Lord is talking about? Obviously, it's not. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about natural fire as we understand it. Instead, what our Lord is talking about is engulfing the earth in his purifying fire, and that this fire would spread across the earth from person to person to person. This fire which he wants to bestow upon us, we were given by the Holy Spirit at our baptism. You know, you recall in the baptismal rite, there's a point where a parent or a godparent takes the baptismal candle and lights it off the Easter candle. As this is going on, the priest says, "Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. He is to walk always as a child of the light. May he keep the flame of faith alive in his heart. When the Lord comes, may he go out to meet him with all the saints in his heavenly kingdom." This is the fire that our Lord is talking about. He's talking about that purifying fire which has been enlightened, which has been burning in our souls from our baptism. This fire which comes to us to burn away from us all that is impure. Much as fire is used in metalworking to burn away all that is impure. If you've ever watched someone do metalworking, a blacksmith or somebody like that, where they take the metal and they put it in the fire, first of all, to burn away all that dross, all that has accumulated on the metal and in the metal that is impure. And once that is done, then he uses the hot metal to form it into what he wants it to be. The fire also makes the metal more malleable, more shapeable. Well, in the same way, our Lord's purifying fire wants to burn within us, to burn away all within us that is evil, that pride within us that leads us to do evil acts, and burn away from us that which is contrary to God's will, our selfish will, which leads us to turn away from God and turn into ourselves. It is through this fire that we are purified so that we might enter into the kingdom of heaven. This fire, though, is also the light of Christ coming into the world. If the purifying fire given to us by the Holy Spirit is burning and raging in our souls, it will shine through us. It will shine through us and lead others to Christ. And then that fire will go from person to person, will spread from person to person, much as the fire goes from one candle to another. This fire of Christ, this fire given to us by the Holy Spirit, needs to be nurtured. Much as if we want our furnace to work, the fires in our furnace to work, we ensure that it has a steady natural gas supply. And much as if we want a campfire to continue burning by putting more wood on it, we need to nurture the fires in our soul, this purifying fire of the Holy Spirit, by having an active spiritual life. The sad part is, I think, many Catholics, if not the great majority in countries like the United States, have not fed that spiritual fire, that fire of the Holy Spirit, but instead they've allowed it to die down. They've allowed it to become, at best, a smoldering coal in their souls, producing little if no light or heat. We should be asking ourselves, why have we allowed that purifying fire of the Holy Spirit to die down? Why is it not burning within us? Why have we become complacent that it is not burning? Well, I think the reason for this is, in one way or another, we're afraid. We're afraid to allow that fire to burn within us because we're afraid to allow to be burned by it. We're afraid to let all the evil and all that is contrary to God's will in our lives be burned away. We're afraid of the changes that fire, that purifying fire, will make us make in our lives, because we know that it will take us out of our comfort zone. We're afraid of the division that our Lord promises us. In the gospel today, he says, Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. We're afraid of the perseverance that this fire requires of us, that we might fail in the spiritual life. And so we fail to start. In short, we're afraid to allow our Lord's purifying fire to burn within us because it will burn away too much that we hold dear. We're afraid of the cost that discipleship will enact upon us. We think it's too high. The sad part is, by being afraid of our Lord's purifying fire, we have lost sight of another, more terrifying, more worrisome fire. And that fire is the fires of hell. Now, some of you may have heard a priest, a religious, someone who's supposedly educated in the faith, tell you, oh, we don't believe in hell anymore. Hell doesn't actually exist. I hate to say it, and I'm sure no one here actually believes that, but just in case, hell does exist. Hell is a real thing. Hell exists for those who have rejected God in this life. When they go into the next life, they continue to reject Him. They have refused our Lord's purifying fire in their lives. You know, if you think that if you reject God in this life, you're going to accept Him in the next, that's not the case. We don't change that much. If we reject God now, in this life, we will reject Him in the next. And that's why hell exists, for those who have chosen to turn away from God for all eternity. But if we truly are afraid of the fires of hell, as we should be, we can fight fire with fire. Our Lord's purifying fire is far greater than the fires of hell. If we allow the purifying fire of our Lord to burn within us, to consume us, to completely engulf us, we no longer have to fear the fires of hell, because we will no longer reject God, but instead will seek Him with purified, pure hearts. So may we daily pray to the Holy Spirit as part of that beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit. Kindle in our hearts the fire of Your love, and that we may be purified from all that dross, all those impurities, and allow the light of Christ to shine through us so that our Lord's purifying fire may spread throughout the earth.